No matter what my age, I can still make my dreams come true. It doesn't matter if I'm 9 years old or 99 years old. The Dream Factory is always open and ready for business. I can pick out a shiny new dream and start working on it. No matter how many false starts I made in the past, I can still make my dreams come true. Each start is the beginning of a new life. The false starts of the past don't erase my future. I would rather have 1,000 false starts than do nothing at all. No matter how many opportunities I missed in the past, I can still make my dreams come true. As soon as I say yes to life, the door of opportunity still swings open. No matter how many times I failed in the past, I can still make my dreams come true. Past failures are not my prison. Instead, they are the launching pad for my future. Each failure eliminates a strategy that didn't work. I focus on my dreams and forget my failures. My future can be anything I want as long as I'm willing to do whatever it takes. No matter what happened in the past, I can still make my dreams come true. Dreams are dangerous things. Sometimes they take over your life. I spent the past 30 years sailing on the ocean of my dreams. For most of those years, my feet were on dry land, but in my mind, I was sailing the seven seas. I've sailed around the world dozens of times in my mind with Joshua Slocum and Harry Pigeon. I've survived the savage seas of the high southern latitudes with the crew of Zhuhang as they were pitch-poled in the waters off Cape Horn. I've been with the Pardies and the Hiscocks as they sailed on their voyages of discovery. I've deployed parachute sea anchors and trailed drogues hundreds of times in the storms of my mind. I've dropped my anchor in paradise and snorkeled in enchanted atolls. I've even escaped from pirates, buccaneers of the mind who tried to steal my dreams. In my mind, I practiced sailing around the world for more than 20 years before I actually cast off my dock lines and set sail on my 11-year circumnavigation. So how did it feel to make my dreams come true? First, I would have to admit it was a bit scary to drop the dock lines and set sail. This was a voyage of exploration into our unknowns, and unknowns were in abundance. During the trip around the world, we often ran out of wind. Sometimes we ran low on diesel fuel, but we never ran out of unknowns. I didn't know how much the trip was going to cost. Working for 11 years in Saudi Arabia paid for my boat and supplied me with enough freedom chips to weather any financial storm that came our way. I knew that the trip was going to cost a lot of money, especially with college coming up for my kids. Some days I wondered if I could really afford to make the trip, but on most days I knew that I could not afford to not make the trip. The currency of my youth was in short supply, and having an awesome adventure with my family was worth any price. And how do you count the richness of your life anyway? Dreams or dollars? Which will it be? I'll take my dreams any day. Second, I had never made an ocean passage before I started the voyage. I had only sailed my catamaran 6 times before I started out on the trip. I was unproven, and my yacht was unproven. The biggest things I had going for me were that I had a positive attitude, a positive family, and I had already sailed around the world dozens of times in my mind. I quickly learned that sailing a catamaran isn't rocket science, and if we can do it, anyone can. A conservative amount of sail and a positive attitude will take a sailboat just about anywhere you want to go. Third, in my mind, I was afraid of pirates, tsunamis, and hurricanes. As it turned out, we never met a pirate. We survived one global tsunami in Thailand totally unscathed, and there was nary a hurricane that threatened our 11-year voyage. The worst thing that happened on the entire circumnavigation was a car accident in New Zealand that broke 2 legs, fractured 5 ribs, and punctured 1 lung. It took me out of commission for nearly a year, but it didn't stop the voyage of exit only. After the fractures healed and I learned to walk again, we set sail for Fiji and continued sailing for 9 more years before we completed our trip around the world. Dreams do come true, and making them happen is within the capability of ordinary folks who have extraordinary dreams. A positive attitude and unstoppable persistence allows anyone to sail on the ocean of their dreams. It's a lot of work to live your dreams, but that doesn't matter, because when you live your dreams, your life is worth living. Your life keeps getting better and better, and before long you realize that there is no limit to how good your life can become.